Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day, I am Don Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations. On this day, August 6th, 1898, a coroner's inquest was held to ascertain what led to the death of Esau Savory, who had perished in a manjack mine on College Estate, St. John, 2 years earlier. A disaster struck at 9 p.m. on June 15, 1896, when a bag of manjack carried by a laborer, later identified as Joseph Blades, fell and struck a lamp. It ignited a layer of powdered manjack, which covered the floor of the mine. Esau Savory, a laborer working at the bottom of the shaft, was gravely injured when he fell from a rope while attempting to escape the flames. According to a report on the incident, published in the Barbados Globe the following day, the situation quickly worsened. Another laborer, Ben Haywood, attempted to retrieve the badly wounded Savory. However, Haywood was himself seriously injured when, during their ascent to the surface, both men fell, resulting in Savory being killed instantly. With both men trapped in the mine, the manager of the Barbados Railway Company, Mr. Merivale, was summoned. He sent a special train to Bath. Savory's mangled body was removed from the shaft, and Ben Haywood was rushed to the General Hospital at 4 a.m. the following morning. During the inquest, Joseph Blades, a laborer at the mine, testified that Savory twice fell to the bottom of the shaft, once in an attempt to escape the fire, and the second time when the box overturned with him and Ben Haywood. Another witness, Albert Seeley, recounted a similar story of the injured men trapped in total darkness, suggesting that there was only one light, the one which fell, being used to illuminate the shaft. When asked by Her Majesty's coroner, John Seeley, why both men had attempted to ascend together instead of waiting to be hoisted individually, Seeley's immediate and quite understandable response was fright. At the conclusion of the inquest, the coroner's verdict was that the death of Esau Ivan Savory, the son of Margaret Wiltshire, was due to misfortune. It was a death that illustrated the danger posed to laborers in manjack mines in Barbados towards the end of the 19th century.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.